Welcome to our podcast. I am Linda Messer. My husband Ron and I invite you to join us in our weekly broadcast of A New Voice of Freedom. Welcome to Season 5 of A New Voice of Freedom, written by Ronald Keith Messer. This podcast is part of a series we call Poet's Corner, an appendage to a series of books written under the banner In Defense of Christianity. This segment is John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, Podcast 49, Episode 12, Chapter 3D, The Palace.
In last week's episode, Christian, while climbing the hill of difficulty, met Timorous and Mistrust, who have given up their quest midway up the hill of difficulty because they saw two sleeping lions in the path. In their horror, they didn't recognize that the lions were chained. They run down the hill, but the indomitable Christian continues his journey. Having lost the scroll, however, Christian had to go back to the arbor to retrieve it, delaying his journey up the hill of difficulty until it became dark. Not only must he face the lions, but he must also face them in the dark. Still, he continues. He comes to a stately palace where he is met by the two lions. He wants to flee. However, a porter whose name is Watchful greets Christian and invites him into the palace, assuring him that the lions are safely chained. Christian's courage and his faithfulness sets him apart from the other pilgrims. Christian is faced with the same dangers and fears. However, he perseveres.
Then I saw that he went on trembling for fear of the lions, but taking good heed to the words of the porter, he heard them roar, but they did him no harm. Then he clapped his hands and went on till he came and stood before the gate where the porter was. Then said Christian to the porter, "Sir, what house is this? And may I lodge here tonight?"
Clearly, Bunyan wants every one of us to use Christian as our model. Bunyan accepts the fact that the journey is very perilous, for not all lions are chained. However, Bunyan makes it clear that the worst obstacle is fear.
The porter answered, "This house was built by the Lord of the Hill, and he built it for the relief and security of pilgrims." The porter also asked whence he was and whither he was going.
The question is not an idle question. Only Christian can answer it. The underlying idea is that every Christian must define his journey and his purpose, and he must offer proof of his legitimacy. Only then can people such as evangelists recognize the true Christian versus the false Christian. So far on the journey, Christian has been assisted by evangelist, help, goodwill, the interpreter, the shining ones, and now Watchful. However, he has been hindered by obstinate, pliable, worldly wise man, Mr. Legality, civility, man of despair, simple, sloth, presumption, formalist, hypocrisy, timorous, and mistrust. They symbolize the natural man, and the natural man is at enmity with God. Remember that the shining ones gave Christian recognizable objects that he may be allowed into the city. There are many, such as formalists and hypocrisy, who try to take a shortcut.
"I am come from the city of desolation and am going to Mount Zion. But because the sun is now set, I desire if I may lodge here tonight." "What is your name?" "My name is now Christian, but my name at the first was Graceless."
Before leaving on his pilgrimage, Christian was in a graceless state. To find grace, he had to make the difficult way to the cross where he laid his burden down, symbolically at the feet of Christ. However, his journey did not end at the cross. It actually began at the cross.
"But how doth it happen that you came so late? The sun is set. I had been here sooner, but that wretched man that I am, I slept in the arbor that stands on the hillside. Nay, I had notwithstanding that been here much sooner, but that in my sleep I lost my roll and came without it to the brow of the hill. And then, feeling for it and finding it not, I was forced with sorrow of heart to go back to the place where I slept my sleep, where I found it, and now I am come. Well, I will call out one of the women of this place, who will, if she likes your talk, bring you into the rest of the family, according to the rules of the house.
Up to this point, those who have fallen by the wayside can conveniently be divided into the following classes. 1. Those who are illegitimate, such as formalists and hypocrisy who came over the wall. 2. Those who do not even consider the journey, such as worldly wise man, legality, and civility. 3. Those who are proud, such as obstinate. 4. Those who give up too easily, such as pliable, timorous, and mistrust. 5. Those who refuse to call upon the mercy of Christ, such as the man of despair. 6. Those who fetter themselves with human weaknesses, such as simple, sloth, and presumption. Of the above, discounting those who don't even take the journey, the only two that would have been refused by the watchman, had they gotten that far, were formalists and hypocrisy. They entirely bypassed the wicket gate. Christian, of course, must now prove his legitimacy. But there is another theme in Pilgrim's Progress that sets John Bunyan apart. He does not believe that salvation is unconditional. The cross, where Christian laid down his burden, was not the end of the journey. It was the beginning. He didn't believe that all one had to do to be exalted was to accept Christ. Obstinate, pliable, simple, sloth, presumption, formalist, hypocrisy, timorous, and mistrust all accepted Christ, but they all fell by the wayside. Only Christian has thus far endured. Therefore, only Christian is invited into the palace, because only Christian made it to the top of Hill Difficulty. In other words, the hardest part of Christian's journey began after he laid his burdens at the cross of Christ. Pilgrim's Progress is the story of the conditions required of every Christian to enter the celestial kingdom. Bunyan takes literally Christ's words.
Matthew 7:21-27. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
In the words of James,
James 1:21-27. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their afflictions, and to keep himself unspotted from the world.
Even reaching the top of the hill of difficulty is no guarantee that Christian may enter into the palace. The palace is actually a temple on the hill, suggestive of the Temple of Solomon, and Christian must pass a rigorous interview before he is allowed to enter.
So watchful, the porter rang a bell, at the sound of which came out of the door of the house a grave and beautiful young woman named Discretion, and asked why she was called. The porter answered, "This man is on a journey from the city of desolation to Mount Zion, but being wearied and benighted, he asked me if he might lodge here tonight. So I told him I would call for thee, who, after speaking with him, mayest do as seemeth thee good, even according to the law of the house." Then she asked him whence he was and whither he was going, and he told her. She asked him also how he got into the way, and he told her. Then she asked him what he had seen and met with on his way, and he told her. And at last she asked him his name. So he said, "It is Christian. And I have so much the more a desire to lodge here tonight, because by what I perceive, this place was built by the Lord of the Hill for the relief and safety of pilgrims." So she smiled, but the water stood in her eyes, and after a little pause she said, "I will call forth two or three of my family." So she ran to the door and called out Prudence, Piety, and Charity, who, after a little more discourse with him, brought him into the family. And many of them, meeting him at the threshold of the house, said, "Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. This house was built by the Lord of the Hill on purpose to entertain such pilgrims in."
So far, the majority of those whom Christian met on his journey were detractors, obstacles in his path to salvation. In the palace, however, he meets high virtues such as watchful, discretion, prudence, piety, and charity. One is reminded of the house of pride and the house of holiness in Spenser's Faery Queen. In other words, using Peter's words, one must be sober and vigilant, because your adversary the devil walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But one also must imitate the virtues of Christ. In other words, one must put on the whole armor of God. Please join us next week as we continue the adventures of Christian.
Thank you for listening. Watch for our next podcast.